So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, kol asur negabim mizbeach eisim mekol shein. If an animal that is forbidden to be offered on mizbeach as a carbon becomes intermingled with many other permitted animals, they're all forbidden. As the Gemara explains, le batli beruba. The forbidden animal does not become nullified in the majority because, as the Gemara Masechta Zevachim explains, the balachayim chashiv b'le batli. A living creature is significant and does not become nullified. The Mishnah lists examples of such animals. Hervea v'hanirva, an animal used for a sin. V'amukta v'hanevet, an animal that was designated for idolatry, was actually worshipped as an idol. V'esnan, an animal that was given as payment for znus. U'mechira, an animal exchanged for a dog. V'aklayim, the offspring of a forbidden breeding of two species. V'atrefa, an animal that is a fatal defect. And v'yetzidayfin, an animal born by Caesarean section. The Gemara elaborates that there are four Mishnahs that teach this halacha that balechayim libatli as follows. The Reish of the Mishnah Masechet Zevachim teaches, Kala kadashim shenasarva ben mechatois mesis ashar niskal afila beribo yimusu. If a single chatzis that is not brought as a carbon but is left to die, or a single ox that killed a person that must be stoned, became intermingled with even many karbanas, they're all left to die, because balechayim libatli. The Sefa of the very same Mishnah there, Masechet Zevachim, continues with, Nisarvu reivea v'nirva, yirat sheistavu, b'yimachru b'yavi b'dmeyavah sheben mo'isei amin. If a reivea v'nirva became intermingled with many karbanas, they must all be left to graze until they develop a blemish and then sold, and a new carbon of the same type is purchased with the value of the most expensive of the flock. Likewise, because balechayim libatli. Furthermore, Mishnah Masechet Zevachim the Zohar teaches, Ve'ilo asurin v'oisim b'kol shein. The following prohibited items were mixed with permitted items, caused the entire mixture to become forbidden, and they did not become nullified. And among them, the Mishnah lists, Shahar Niskel, an ox that killed a person, Egla Rufa, a calf that is beheaded as atonement for finding a murder victim, and Chulin Shenishchetu Bazar, unconsecrated animals that were slaughtered in the Mikdash, all because Balachayim Labatli. And then we have our Mishnah here, Masechtas Tmur, which says, Kol asur negab mizbeach oisim mekol shein, harevea v'anirva v'amukta v'anevet v'esnan u'mechir v'aklaim v'atrefa v'yetzidayfim. Of course, because balachem libatli. And so the Gemara explains why we need all these Mishnahs. The Reish of the Mishnah Masechtas Zevachim refers to where there are two chumras, two stringencies. Isuri hano lehedyet. The Isser that got mixed up is forbidden in benefit even for private use. For example, Chatois Hamesis or Shahar Niskel are also bano even for private use. Ma'os legvaya. It got mixed into items that are kachim, and it is offensive to use these animals for karbanos. The Seif of the Mishnah Masechet Zevachim refers to where there is only the following one chumra, namely kachim ma'os legvaya. It got mixed into items that are kachim, and it is offensive to use these animals for karbanos. However, the Nadi Suri Hano Lehedit, for example, the Rebbe Benirva, are not forbidden for private use. The Mishnah Masechet Zevachim also refers to where there is only one chumra, namely Isur Hano Lehedyet. The Isur that got mixed up is forbidden in benefit even for private use. For example, Shara Niskel Ve'egla Rufa. But there's no issue of Mos Legavaya because it's referring to where it got mixed into Chulin, all the other animals privately owned. Our Mishnah Masechet Tmur refers to where there is neither one of the above chumras. It's not Isur Hano Lehedyet. All the items mentioned that got mixed up, Reveh, Vanirva, Vamukta, Vanevet, Vesn, Machir, Vaklaim, Vatrefa, Yitzadefin, are not Osabana for private use. They're only Os Legavaya. Chulin, our Mishnah is referring to where these items are at this point not yet hektish. Therefore, although it is us legavoy and one cannot be makdashid, nevertheless the churma of mois legavoy cannot be the reason for it not to become batal because it is not hektish right now. Therefore, Mishnah needs to teach that even in this case, balichaim libatli. The Mishnah listed Reveh v'nirva. The Gemara quotes a braisa which cites the source that Reveh v'nirva is disqualified for karbanos. The pasuk at the beginning of Parashat Vayikra says, "Odom ki yakad mekem karban l'Hashem min abahema min abakor min atzayin," and we expound the exclusionary terms min. Min habehema lahitzi reveh v'nirva. This excludes animals that were used for sin. Min habakar lahitzi esanevet. This excludes an animal that was worshipped. Min hatzayin lahitzi esamukta. This excludes an animal that was designated for idolatry. Min hatzayin lahitzi esanegech. The extra letter vav excludes an animal that killed a person. The Gemara elaborates on these drashas. Min habehema lahitzi reveh v'nirva. And the Gemara asks that we could have derived this halacha from the following kal v'chaimer. Ma ba mum shlein nesev deba veira. If a blemished animal that was not used for an aveira is disqualified as a carbon, reveh v'nirva that was used for an aveira is certainly disqualified as a carbon. After adjusting the kal v'chomer in several ways, the Gemara offers a final refutation. We can refute the kal v'chomer with the following argument. Perhaps only a blemished animal is disqualified because it is a noticeable defect. But a Reveh B'nirva is not disqualified because it's not a noticeable defect. Therefore, we need the Pasuk to disqualify it. The Gemara turns to the next drasha. Min ha-bakar, lahitzi es ha-nevet. This excludes an animal that was worshipped. And here too, the Gemara asks that we could derive this halacha from the following kal v'chaymer. Ma esnu mechir shetzipuin mutarin, hein asurin, nevet shetzipuin asur, in adin shu asur. An animal used as payment for its nus is disqualified as a carbon, but an item used to cover it remains permitted. If so, since we know that an item used to cover a worshipped animal is forbidden, surely the animal itself is disqualified to be used as a carbon. The Gemara answers that we could instead expound the reverse kal v'chaymer. Uma esnu mechir shein asurin tzipuyei mutarin nevet shemutu yehi tzipuyei mutar. If an esnan is disqualified yet its coverings are permitted, then perhaps the worship of the animal is permitted and its coverings are surely permitted. Therefore, we need the pasuk to teach that nevet is forbidden. The Gemara proceeds to elaborate on the last two drashas in the Braisa. Min hatzayin loitzei es hamukta. This excludes an animal that was designated for idolatry. Min hatzayin loitzei es hanegeach. The extra letter vav excludes an animal that killed a person. The Gemara explains why we need a pasuk to exclude both Reveya and Negeach and cannot derive one from the other, since they're similar in that they both require skila. Because each has a chumrah. Reveya isa einis karatzin, ma she'en kin b'negeach. In the case of Reveya, the animal is stoned regardless of whether it participated willingly or not. But in the case of Negeach, the animal is stoned only if it gored on its own without provocation. And Hanegeach meshamas a kaifer, ma she'en kin b'reveya. In the case of Negeach, the owner pays kaifer, but in the case of Reveya, the owner does not pay kaifer. Therefore, since each has a different stringency, the pasuk needs to teach that both animals are disqualified as a carpenter.